Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I was going through all kinds of crap, and I don't know if I could be heard or not, but it says I'm live, so here we go, folks. I got a lot to talk about tonight. It's a Friday show. I've been having some technical issues. So it's really cool because I don't know. Yes, I'm live. It's great because I wanted to get into this first because this is what I do the show for. Galatians 6:10 is why I do the show. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. And that's why I do what I do, because we should be. But they've had this, like, is California going to be its own nation? Is it not going to be its own nation? What's it going to be? What's going to happen? What's going to go on? And you know, I hope they do. I hope they build a wall. I hope they're a donation. I hope they have their own damn, they go under. I hope they turn into, like, Venezuela. I hope a dozen eggs turns into, like, $75 million, because that's what they want. Because maybe that would wake them up to, hey. Well, they would blame, somehow it would be our fault because we're the conservatives. Because, you know, well, we would get blamed somehow, folks. I'm just saying that. But unfortunately, that's what these people want. They want socialism. They want the government to run everything and control everything. There's a difference between America and other countries. We don't trust our government. Other countries do. And that's a big thing. But Jerry Brown is kind of like, well, we're getting out of the Paris Accord, and dude, you're already in water. I mean, he thinks that the world's going to come to an end because we're not in the Paris Accord, and Trump doesn't agree with global warming and all this stuff that's not real. I don't know how people believe in global warming. I don't know. If you believe in global warming, let me tell you something. I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. So what you're going to get, because it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean we shouldn't recycle, we shouldn't care about plastic in the ocean, we shouldn't care about stuff. Yeah, you should care about the environment, but not because the world's going to come to an end because of global warming. Of course, there's probably liberals out there where you can't have it two ways. I said, sure you can. Global warming doesn't exist, but you should still take care of the planet you live in. Willie Nelson has gotten backlash over the fact that he was headlining a Democratic rally in Texas. He has the right to do it. As long as he's not up there on the mic saying, hello, folks, my name's Willie Nelson, and we need to get out there and try to shoot Trump, and we need to kill him, and we need to take our cars and run over any conservative, and if you see a Trump sign and a guy wearing a Trump hat or shirt, run him over, kill him. As long as he's not saying that, which I know he's not, Yeah, that's what the. I'm gonna stay G rated on that one. But, you know, he has the right to his opinion. I support people having the right to the opinion. I don't have the support or believe that you have the right to. Okay, let me do a mock video and kill Trump. Let me decapitate Trump and hold a bloody head of Trump. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, folks. You can be right, left, middle. It doesn't matter. It's not a political issue. All these people. I want to get into this because Rosenstein has come out like, well, the New York Times is wrong. I never wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment and wiretap Trump. Go back and go on YouTube and look up Trump's 9/11 interview. When he was interviewed on 9/11, because he was like 7 blocks away from the Twin Towers on 9/11. They were professionally asking him, if you were president, what would you do? You're a real estate mogul. You're an expert. What are your thoughts on this? All this expert questions from an expert. We're asking an expert. We're asking someone who's a genius, who's smart, who knows. Now they're all, well, Trump's the main thing. Trump's a lunatic. Trump's psycho. We need to do something because Trump's psycho. Capable. He's not mentally capable of being president. And we need to secretly record him to prove he's not mentally capable so that we can invoke the 25th Amendment, which was started way back in 1965 on July 6th. And it was a thing to transfer power from president to vice president if the president was ever disabled for. Yeah. Yeah, or something.
Or something like that happened.
Yeah. And he's trying to act like, I think if there is a mole in the White House that's trying to sabotage, I think it's Rosenstein.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there for you folks, but this is the reason why do I always cops going on is because they can't, why can't, I love it when that guy was asking those college kids and actually say, you know what, I can actually, I hate to say it because I'm not a Trump supporter, but the economy is doing better and I thank Trump for it. I have to give Trump credit. As hard as it is to swallow, I have to give him credit. And I'm like, well, there you go. Wow. You may not like the guy, but give him credit at least. Interesting. Giving the man credit. But credit is due. Now, we need to value the dollar more, make the dollar worth more. I mean, that's one thing I've been adamant about. We need to have a stronger dollar. Everyone talks about, well, I remember on this is years ago on Glenn Beck's program, he had the CEO of Burger King. And they were talking about, you know, the Burger King executive, like, why stop at $15? Why not ask for $40 or $50? Why not ask for $75 an hour and become wealthy? And they just kept, like, why not $200? It was hilarious. And not one person is talking about making the dollar more valuable. I want to make $5 an hour and be able to provide for me and my wife. And if she wants to work, she can. If she doesn't, she doesn't have to. I'm not saying, oh, well, my wife should stay at home because the woman's place is at home and that's her job. And don't pull that sexist crap on me because let me tell you something, there are more male professional chefs than women professional chefs. And I'm sick and tired of all these commercials that, honey, I'm going to be late for dinner. You're going to have to cook dinner. And have like the guy that doesn't know what the hell is going on. That just, because I think there was one of those commercials where they had like yogurt and it was like cheesecake and he goes, oh, I got Boston cream pie and key lime cheesecake and all that stuff, and it was just flavors of like yogurt. And I think it was, I think Sean Hannity got involved in a class action lawsuit with it because it was degrading to men. Because, like, the man's so dumb, he's thinking there's actual Boston cream pie in the cooler and it's just yogurt. You know, if that was a commercial where it was a woman being portrayed as, let me tell you something, they'd be like, we want a $100 million lawsuit, we want this commercial, we're gonna make sure that company shut down, we're gonna get the commercial shut down. It's double standard city in this world. Just like all those people that thought Trump was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and as soon as he became president and won, oh, he's not capable. Oh, you were just asking him all kinds of questions about what was his professional opinion about what should happen with 9/11 and the aftermath, and now you're like, well, that guy's a retard. It's just, people don't get it. I mean, but that's the world we live in. I mean, it's double standard city. You know, Willie Nelson has the right to say what he wants to, as long as he's not invoking violence. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Well, I will say this. He has the right to say it. But I also have the right to lose my respect for him. I have no respect for him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. You have the right to not buy his music or listen to it or whatever. He, you know, it's a simple math. I watch the United Stand, and if you don't know, I talk about, at the end of the show, a lot about European football, and Mark Goldberg on the United Stand was getting all kinds of crap thrown at him, probably because, hey, they're jealous that you try to do what he does. You try to spend 10 minutes every day talking about transfers in the summer, and who's coming and who's not coming, and spend an hour every day and do a watch along and all this stuff. And people are giving him crap, and he started to find out that he used to love United 100% and hated all these other clubs. And when he found out that there were United fans that were like dissing his conversation and not liking it and this and that. And he's like, wait a minute. And he had Liverpool fans and Everton fans and Arsenal fans are like, man, I wish we had a channel like this. This is awesome. You know, F the haters, keep up the great work. And he's had a change. Okay, when it comes to the match, okay, Scousers, you're going down. But when it comes to outside the arena pitch, he has respect for him, as a lot of them do him. And my point is, there's a remote. If you don't like what you're listening to, you can turn it off. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to watch A&E. You don't have to watch FXXXXX. You don't have to watch CNNNN. If you just want to watch CNNN, you can. Or if you actually want to watch CNN, then Lord help you. I mean, whatever. You have the right. We don't have, like, four channels that are, like, US 1, US 2, US 3, and you're told what to believe and what to think. It's not North Korea where they say, hey, they won the World Cup. Oh, those videos are funny from North Korea, but sad when they show like all this stuff that they report that happened, like they won the World Cup and all this. That's what I thought I said, North Korea. I could have been wrong, but I meant North Korea. If I said South, I don't know. But I'm talking about the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. That's what they call themselves. But it's just one of those things, you know. One thing, because as we get into this 2018 upcoming midterms, Newt Gingrich was like, Republicans have to do this, but I think Democrats have to do this too. You have to make the base. Okay, what do you stand for as a Democrat? What do you stand for as a Republican? People want to know that their voice is being heard. Hi, I'm Tiny Tim, and my voice is being heard. They want to know their voice is being heard. They want to know that someone actually is caring for them and not just saying whatever they have to get a vote. That's why all these college kids are shocked when, who do you think said this? Well, that George Bush, maybe Trump, you know, Mitt Romney, you know, I don't know. That was, first, Bill Clinton said that, then basically 99% the same was said by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton said it. Bill Clinton said it, and they've all said it. Huh? And you show them the video of them. Wait a minute, I thought they were against the wall. Well, yeah, they are now that Trump's for it. And they wake up and like, wait a minute, they said, yeah. Here's video of Trump in 1980. Here's video in 84. Video 85, 86, 88, 90, 95, 97, 99, 2000. Saying the exact same thing. Never changing a beat. So you college kids that may be listening, wake up and realize 2000, Trump was going to run for president. He considered it. He was considering it way back in the day. If he believed the country needed someone to step up to actually do it right, then he was going to possibly run for it. Whatever the, you know, and that's what he's done. You know, the base, people want to feel like they're being heard and that, hey, they're wanting to, you know, and not feeling like, people want to feel like, well, here's the cookie jar. Have some. Not like, well, I'm just gonna steal all the cookies, and then when you go to get a cookie, there ain't none. You know? People are sick and tired of seeing these charity organizations that all these politicians have that they end up, yeah, this charity organization's just done, so I can just take and put my money into it, and guess what? I'm writing it off on my taxes as a donation to a charity, and then I take that money and go on vacation with it or do whatever with it. And people are tired of seeing these politicians live this lavish lifestyle and do all these things, and you know, they get richer and you get poor. People are tired of seeing a health care bill that's so great that all the politicians are exempt from it. Even the guy whose name is on it is exempt from it.
But yeah, we have stories upon stories of Trump sending ambulances and helicopters to get sick kids and sick people before he was even president to help.
Yeah.
The hospitals pay for their medical.
Yeah. And this is what's funny, because now they're saying that Trump is self-absorbed and he's just trying to look at me. I'm in North Carolina, yada, yada, yada. But if he wasn't in North Carolina, well, where's Trump? Trump is nowhere to be found in North Carolina. They would say that, where's this Trump guy? He's not there with the people. Well, when Louisiana had that flooding in that black, heavily black area in that flooding in Louisiana, where was Obama? He was there like 3 weeks late?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he came three or four weeks later. And what you got to realize, folks, about North Carolina is they're going to be dealing with this for 5 years or so. You're talking massive, massive flooding. You're talking houses that, okay, even if you can salvage it, you're probably going to have black mold.
A lot
and
of them just got done from the last hurricane they had.
Yeah.
And hardly any of them had flood insurance.
Yeah. Yep. It's, you know, it's, they showed people still in the Louisiana area staying in those FEMA trucks as well, like, portable, like, trailers from Katrina still. And they were infested with mold and all kinds of stuff. But people want to see that, call it self-absorbed. He's the one handing out food. He's the one doing, he's the type of president I want to see. Hillary Clinton had become president, she wouldn't be down there. Hell no. Trump is the type of president America wants to see that's in the front lines helping and handing out food. And a kid asks him, can I get a hug? Give him a hug. What's self-absorbed about that? Being there for the American people. It's something we need. I mean, and we've got a long way to go. I mean, we're in the right direction. The problem has, I mean, there's tons of jobs out there. The problem is we have such a devalued, the dollar so devalued that most jobs, you can't live on what they're going to pay you. Okay, there's tons of $10 an hour jobs, but that won't pay crap. You won't be able to survive on it. That's the world we live in. I mean, I don't think we'll never get back to a time when a one-income household could provide for a family of four. I mean, I'd love to be able to, with my muscle issue, I'd love to be able to stay at home. But like my Social Security disability would be like $20 a month. Well, that's after taxes and you know, all that. But yeah, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. This is a Friday edition of the Conversation. Yeah. Oh, it's been one fun day. It has. But like, Democratic Socialist chalked up victories across the country, like especially in California. And that's one thing I want to get into, because there is a lot of, we're getting so far to where like the right is very, very conservative, almost like, well, we want limited government, and the left is so far left that they want like socialism. And that's a huge divide in this country, because like I've said before, and I've said this on the program many times, take a line, take a ruler. And at the six-inch mark on the 12-inch ruler, that's the Constitution. Far right is no government, no rules, no laws, no nothing. You can do whatever the heck you want. Everything's legal. There's no one to tell you. There's no police. There's nothing. Far left is North Korea. They own you. They control you. They tell you when to get up, when to go to bed. If you have to pee, if the government says you can't, you don't. Where do you want to be on that scale? And someone like me, I want to be as far, I want to be as close to the Constitution as possible with as, you got to have rules and regulations, but I want as little as possible. I want to be as close to the Constitution as possible with as little rules as possible, as little government as possible, as few regulations as possible. I want the government out of my life. I want to be able to. Because look at areas that have tons and tons of gun control regulation. They have tons and tons of islands. Look at areas that have less restrictions. They have fewer. I mean, imagine if everybody had to own a gun and carry it with them. Yeah, if I go into that bank right now, there's 12 people in there that got guns. I guess I ain't gonna really rob that place. But that's the world we live in. Regulations don't help anything. Look at all the violence and crime and everything in Colorado. Yeah, violence has gone up like 100% because they legalized pot. Crime is like through the roof now. Like one out of every two people is incarcerated for violence and killings and shooting. No, it hasn't happened. They legalized it, and that didn't happen. All the stuff that they tried to BS here and try to, oh, well, we can't legalize it because as soon as we do, violence is going to go up 1,000,000%. 90% of the population in America is going to die if we legalize pot. No, what's going to happen is Frito-Lay is going to triple their business. if you have a GoPuff company, you're going to sell billions of dollars a year because people are going to be calling you up. Hey, man, am I got the munchies? Yeah, I need, like, tons of snacks, bro. Thanks, man. What's going to happen? People are going to be, like, happy. Hey, how you doing, man? No one's going to be mad. How can you be mad on pot? You can't. I had to use the code words like marijuana and pot and stuff like that because you wouldn't understand if I used cannabis because most people don't understand what cannabis is. But that's the world we live in, folks. Everyone thinks regulations are better, and I don't. And it's proven. But it's great when you see these college kids that are finally starting to come out and say, hey, guess what? The economy is getting better, and I have to give credit to Trump. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
We got a critter in the studio.
Yeah, your cat. Anyways.
But it's one of those things, man. We're live. Anything can happen in the studio, folks, and anything does. But having college kids actually give Trump credit, it's I never thought I'd see the day. I thought college kids would rue the day that they would support Trump. And they don't really, but they say, hey, like, at least they're saying, wait a minute here. Look at the stock market. Look at this. I feel like I have opportunities. Maybe not the best or greatest, but more than I would have under Obama. That's the world we live in, folks. You know, Trump's not perfect. We got to sit there and take and support things he does good and say, hey, I disagree with this. I don't agree with this. I mean, what's hard about saying, hey, I didn't think Trump was going to do a great job, and hey, I have to admit I was wrong. Appetizer. But that's where we're at. That's where we're at, folks. We're at a crossroads where I think Trump is finally going to get some of these kids to say, hey, when I graduate college, I might have an opportunity. And I was a Hillary supporter. We just got to figure out how we can make the value of the dollar work more.
What cracks me up is the Clintons liked him well enough to go to his wedding back when he married Melania. But now, oh my God, he's crazy. Really?
Yeah, he's crazy. I wonder what the world would have done if he ran as a Democrat, but kept his same philosophy.
That would have been interesting.
That'd be interesting if he would have supported the wall, but ran as a Democrat. Would have support. Nothing has changed because, like I said before, if you had a Republican do what Obama did, they would have went ballistic. So you mean to tell me here that this John McCain healthcare plan, he's exempt from it?
Oh, yeah.
He's exempt from John McCain care? Are you kidding me?
I wish McCain had Obamacare. I still wish. He wouldn't have lived
it. No. Yeah. I wish all the politicians had to use Obamacare. But like Sarah Palin said, she goes, when I was on the campaign trail, I was told not to talk about things. I was, they're going to crucify us. What? Because Barack Obama went to a church where the guy talked about white genocide and killing whites and their babies? How are they going to crucify you if you talk about that? But that's what they did. That's what she was told not to talk about. Reverend Jeremiah Wright. But the problem we have in this country with the major divide is the left is going very, very, very much towards socialism. The right is going more towards as little government as possible. You're not really having, there's not that middle ground as much. I mean, there is. I mean, there's still some moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, but you're having more that I'm very, very right. I want the government completely out of my life. I don't want taxes. I don't want to, you know, and the left is, oh, I want the government to control everything. I want socialism. I want everything should be free. We should have government stores and I just come and get what I want. And there you go. And that's how, and that's the big divide in this country. It's splitting us. And we all want the same thing. I guarantee you, if you look into it, and look into it hard, if you had a choice to pay fewer taxes or no taxes at all, I don't think too many people would vote for more taxes. One of my all-time favorite movies is I love My Fellow American with James Garner. It's hilarious. And he goes, the voice of the people, my family, you got 40 million people screaming and yelling, and all you seem to agree upon is you want lower taxes. And that's what, you know, even in California, I bet you there's people that want lower taxes. But you live in a state where you vote for people that just want to keep raising them and raising them. You elect people that say, well, yeah, well, we need to have a tax increase to counteract Trump's tax cut. Because you can't have tax. No, you can't have a tax cut. I remember there was a lottery winner where they both matched the numbers and they split it. And one got like doubled what the other one got because in her state, they don't tax the lottery. So if you win, you get 100% of the money. Where most states say, if you win $1 million, you get like $495,000 after taxes. There, if you win $1 million, you get $1 million. Here you go, cha-ching. And it was like, it was kind of like, use that as an example. One person got like $1 million, and another one got like $495,000. And they went nuts. And this is bullcrap. But that's your state. That's where you live. But they have, where was it, in Pennsylvania, they had a Trump rally. Pennsylvania, no, they had a Obama rally. And it looks like there's no one even there. It's crazy, where was this? I'm trying to find this. Yeah, it was in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania votes blue. And it had a rally. And when you see it, it looks like there's, just from that one camera view, it looks like when they pan back, it looks like where those two guys are, there's plenty of space. And there's not that many people there. I mean, I don't know who would want to go see Obama. You couldn't pay. Yeah.
I would be arrested.
Oh, I know.
I would be arrested.
Oh, I know. I would be too. Rosie O'Donnell calls on senior GOP politicians to retire. Rosie O'Donnell, why don't you have like mouth surgery to sew your mouth shut? You and Michael Moore. Wasn't it the South Park episode where Rosie O'Donnell shows up? Where they're doing the vote?
Yes.
The election in the class. Well, you're not taking my grandson into consideration.
Nephew,
whatever. Oh, God. That's where they have the... it's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, well, she didn't call on Democrat 90-year-olds to retire, 85-year-olds. No, what we need to do is get these people that have been in Congress for 30, 40 years. The problem is to get some good people that run, but then it's in these midterm things where, okay, well, hardly anyone votes in these May elections, these primaries.
To get people like Trump, Ted Cruz, and good ones, but yet when they get in there, they don't do anything.
Well, there's some really good people that are in the midterms, like, and if they were to get elected, then they go in November and they run up and they never get there because no one goes out and votes in May for the little tiny primaries. But, like, I mean, you have people like Ted Cruz, and they're in bed. I mean, they're set for life. All I have to do is get into politics one time, and I can be there 2 years, and I'm out, and I got congressional benefits till I die. See, I would do it, and I'd be like, but let me tell you something. I'd have, like, an hour conversation. We're going to have a little show. I'm going to do a show and tell. Yeah, you're not going to find out. I'll tell you what's up. Oh, that hooker, yeah, she got her money back. Yeah, she went, no, I gave her money back. She wasn't worth it. No, I was paying her, and I gave her money back. I said, here, no, keep it. She wanted to pay me. I'm like, no, you have your money back. You're not no good. Oh, that parking ticket, I didn't pay it. No, I didn't, but I will now. I'd be all right. Oh yeah, that night, yeah, I did acid. Oh, I did about 10 hits. I don't remember anything. Oh, yeah, that crack pipe, yeah. Oh, I inhaled that. Oh, yeah. Woo! That'd be me. I'd be...
That
you
remember.
Yeah, I can't remember anything about the night I did the crack pipe, but let me tell you, that dead show, yeah. But anyways, I'd be honest, you know, that's what I want to see out of politics. I could respect Nancy Pelosi if she came out like that. And Bill, I could have respected Bill Clinton if he said, yeah, I inhaled. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, and then me and Monica Lewinsky, we went into the, you know, I could have respected him at least if he had the decency to say, yeah, in the Oval Office, I had a Cuban cigar and I was sticking it up her, you know what. I don't agree with it, but I could at least respect his honesty. You know what I'm saying? I don't condone what he did and it's wrong, but at least if he would have been honest and I did not have sex relations with that woman, I did not do anything, it's a lie, it's Republicans trying to get rid of me, because, yeah, so they can get a Republican in as president.
I love Russ, when he did that, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. He said he was talking to Monica about Hillary, he did not sleep with her.
Oh, that was great. Those were the days.
Oh, I know. You have to say that about Bill. He gave us some entertainment, if nothing else.
Yeah, he gave us some entertainment. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My favorite is when Phil Hartman played him and he runs into the McDonald's. I'm a little park from the jar. Just get a McLean or something. This quarter pounder. Going to Somalia, intercepted by warlords. Oh man, that was funny. See, they made fun of. Wow.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they made fun of Democrats and Republicans. They made fun of everybody. Holy, that was a day. That was a time when people made fun of. Yeah, when they make fun of Trump, if they make fun of Hillary Clinton, and they make fun of Nancy Pelosi, and they joke about everybody. If they're trying to belittle a president, then that's wrong. Because they made fun of Bill Clinton as president. But they made fun of it. I remember when they did Ross Perot. You mean to tell me that we can't put an antenna out here so good, decent, honest, hardworking Americans can listen to country music? I think that's just sad. General Agnon. Oh my, those were the days. Live from New York, it's Friday night. But yeah, those were the days. Now it's All we're going to do is going to bash anyone that does not see. We'll see, we're liberals, so we bash anyone that does not believe in our viewpoint, period. I don't care. Nothing you're going to tell me. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la. I don't care. I don't care if you're... I want to get into this because this is... Now, I have hope. I have hopes and dreams now. A 10-year-old girl battling cancer signed a symbolic one-day contract with the San Jose Earthquakes. And she got to go out in the pitch and be there during the game and walk out with the players and got to warm up with them and all that stuff. Man, that brought me to dang tears. That was what they... I respect that club 1,000,000%. I will give them a shout out. The San Jose Earthquakes have earned my... That was just so cool that they did that. That would be so cool. I would have died as a kid to be able to sit there and take... Like a Ryan Giggs or Georgie Best and hold their hands as I walk out through the tunnel out onto the pitch. That would have been so cool. Like an Andy Cole or... That would have been just so neat. That would have been so cool to do something like that. To see that girl and the look on her eyes and what she's going through. And just to be able to, for one day, get to be a part of that team. I wonder what she negotiated. Yeah, I want... let me see here. I want to have 50 cents. Oh, I know, but I'm sure. I'm sure. Just something like... You know, if they do like coins that are just like a coin toss coin or something like that, or if they, you know, whatever, the San Jose Earthquakes or something, that, you know, something like that. But that's just cool. Terry Sheringham or one of that has just been so cool. I mean, even today, just to walk out on the pitch, that'd be so cool. Because, I mean, the groundskeepers, man, if you got on the pitch, they'd be pissed. Melissa, I snuck into Old Trafford. I'm going to jail, but hey, who cares? Don't bail me out. It was worth it.
Okay.
Don't bail me out.
As long as it was worth it.
Oh, wow. But, and that's kind of neat, you know. But it's just, as I end up this little segment, man, it's just those stories really get to the heart, and like this wounded soldier and his injured military dog awarded Purple Hearts and reunited in Texas. A wounded Army specialist was reunited with his working dog in Texas last week after each were awarded Purple Hearts for their heroism. Fox News has reported a specialist Alex Alcazar and Alex, an 8-year-old German Shepherd, were back together after both were badly injured in a suicide bombing last month in Afghanistan. Alcazar was reportedly left with multiple broken bones from the blast and took shrapnel to 30% of his body. His canine companion also lost his left rear leg. They have been reunited. They're both going through rehabilitation. They have both been given Purple Heart. And where's Knight? Where's Knight?
Yeah, where's Knight?
Yeah, that is... That is... That's what Melissa's dad did. That's what my dad did. They gave up everything to fight for what they believed in, a free country. My dad doesn't even talk about. He won't. I just want to know for history. I want to pass down history. and they don't talk about it. And I don't force it. You know, you don't want to talk, that's fine. You know, I mean, you know, that's how it is. I don't want to force anything down anybody. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And what a game coming up, folks. I'm going to get into this. As many of you know, there's rumor going around, as many of you know, as many of you remember, when we had Memphis Depay, when he left and was picked up by Lyon in France in the French Pub League, he had a buyback clause. And he's not going to stay at Lyon forever. He's 24. He really didn't, I don't know if United didn't give him the tools he needed or whatever to grow or whatever, but he just never really did a lot at the club. And he is dominating in the French Pub League. It's a pub league, so it's not like Spain, it's not like Germany or the Premier League, but it's still a decent league. And the question that has been stirring around is the rumors are that he might be leaving at the end of the season, Lyon. And would United take him? Would you take him back at United? Would you want him back at United? If not, would he go to would Real Madrid or Barcelona take him, or would he go to Germany to like Bayer Leverkusen or Bayern Munich? I mean, would he go to Liverpool or Arsenal, or would you even want him back? Would you? I mean, and I kind of look at it like I'm one of those weird people, because I kind of feel like if he dominated, like I would be someone that if we took him back, he would turn out not to be. Well, yeah, he was good because it was a pub league in France, and there you go. And we shouldn't have taken him back, because. But I'm afraid if we don't take him back and we don't do the buyback clause, bye bye, and then he dominates. He ends up being one of the greatest players ever in the Premier League. And, I mean, Jose Mourinho said that he would consider taking him back if he ever decides to leave Lyon, whether it's this year or whatever. If he says, okay, at the end of the year, I'm going to leave Lyon, and he has a buyback clause. We don't know what the buyback, what it would cost to buy him back, but Mourinho said he'd be definitely interested. So that would be if Ed Woodward and the board would say, okay, you can buy him. You know, they're really, I think Ed Woodward's a Jew, because he's really stingy with money. Because one of my friends said this, and she's Jewish, and she goes, you ever wonder why Santa Claus doesn't come to a Jewish person's house on Christmas? And I said, why? Because they put a parking meter on the road. And that's coming from a Jew. Oh, that's a thing. How dare you? I'm like, dude, that's coming from a Jewish person. But then her family is so ultra mega Jewish that, like, if she, like, when she'd have someone over, if that's food he's eating, is that kosher? They would go, no, you have to eat that outside. We don't allow anything in this house that's not kosher. Please leave. And I mean, they didn't care. They wouldn't care if they offended you, but they don't want to spend this. It's like I feel like Ed Woodward's turning United into a business. Well, hey, we're in the top four. Who cares?
Well, we're not in the top four now.
No, but no. Well, maybe we can get into the top five so that this year he'll have to spend to put money towards the club. I don't know. I mean, we play the Wolverhampton Wonders. And as you all know, who won the English Football Cup in 1951? It was the Wolverhampton Wonders who beat Leicester 3-1. But I don't. I mean, it should be an easy. It should be a win for us. But I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. I mean, I mean, we're a club. I mean, that's what I like about United. It's not about. I mean, yeah, you get frustrated. Yeah, when you lose and you get, but like with the Munich air disaster and everything that happened, and the fact that we've come from we shouldn't even exist, but we're here. We shouldn't even be a club, but we are. We shouldn't have won titles, but we have. We're bigger than one player. We're bigger than one manager, you know. And it's just, I think we'll dominate against the Wolves. I think if he gets the opportunity, with what's going on in the press, I have a feeling that it's not going to be. I think during the interim, when they do the mid-season transfer window, I think that's probably when Memphis Depay is going to say, come back. He's going to say, yeah, I want to leave Lyon. And if that, I want that buyback contract. I want to try to come back to United. I personally, you know, you leave exes in the past. You don't really go and take someone back. But, I mean, I have a feeling if we take him back, he's going to be decent but not great. But if we don't take him, he's going to dominate. Like, why didn't we take him? We had a buyback clause. What the heck? What were we thinking? You know, I think it's going to be a win, lose, or draw. If we don't take him, he's going to dominate. If we take him, he's going to be mediocre. So, I don't know. I think we got to win against Watford, in my opinion, to keep the momentum going of winning more than just like one game in a row. And so we have, okay, we won the Premier League. We won the Champions League. Now we gotta keep some momentum going. I mean, I'd rather lose six games in a row and have, hey, negative, instead of this win one, lose one. It's just up and down that happens for so long. I mean, but I think, look at what Alex Ferguson built this up. Just to have 1 year, David Moyes has destroyed everything Alex Ferguson built up. I've never seen anything positive from David Moyes and what he had done. I mean, he's never really won anything, never really accomplished. Like, okay, is there something that maybe he just hasn't got? Maybe when he gets these, he gets great players, I'm going to see something. Maybe he just hasn't had the talent or whatever. Maybe Alex Ferguson, who wanted him, and some of the board that wanted him, maybe they're seeing something I don't. And I think he was just, he doesn't spend a lot. He didn't, you know, but he hadn't done anything, and he didn't. And Ryan Giggs took over, and I thought maybe they'll give Ryan Giggs a shot. Maybe they'll get, what I thought would happen is they would keep Lee Van Hall long enough. He would stay there long enough to where he would transition Ryan Giggs into the manager position, but he only stayed the short time he did, so. But, you know, now Ryan Giggs is doing a great job at Wales, as a Wales manager. So, I mean, I think in the future, at some point, one of the class of 92 could step up. I think Ryan Giggs down the road, get him experience. I think he could take over the club. I think if Mourinho leaves this year, I think we'll get like a Pochettino, or we may get a Zidane to come in. And from that, after that, then Ryan Giggs may have enough experience to consider if he even want to come back.
Ryan Giggs
could do a whole lot better than Mourinho. I think he's young. He's got heart, and I think it'd be interesting to see if this is Mourinho's last year. If he stays, if we improve, will he stay? If he doesn't stay, will he go for another? Will he take a PSG? Because they've been dying for him for a long time. So I could see him, if he does one more job, yeah, I think his last job might be PSG. If he take, and I would love. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we're going, but because we're talking about this in the United States, and I was thinking about this too today. That got about 60 seconds left, but United, I want to see some momentum, because all it takes is All we have to do is get blown away by the Wolves and it's okay. Here we go. We had these two great games and this momentum, and then we just went right back down. And that's one of those things that, for me, I don't want that. I want to have some momentum to where, okay, it's not win-loss. Because that is consistent, because you're winning when you're losing. When you're winning, when you're consistently back and forth. That's my wife, I think, said the other day. But, you know, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.